The FIR Podcast Network presents Amp Up Your Social Media, an audio podcast that brings you insights and ideas from the leading practitioners of social media marketing.
Amp Up Your Social Media is sponsored by GaggleAmp. Empower your employees, partners, and resellers to share your social media messages. Are you considering launching an employee advocacy program? Or are you already tapping into employees to be social media advocates for your company? If so, plan on making your way to Boston in May of 2015 for Amplify, the Employee Advocacy Conference. Hi, this is Glenn Gaudette, host of Amp Up Your Social Media. Amplify is the leading conference that focuses on employee advocacy with speakers who built programs at companies ranging from CA to HubSpot to PepsiCo. Amp Up Your Social Media listeners get 50% off the normal conference price. Just visit attendamplify.com for more information and use promotional code AMPUP when you register. See you in May.
Here's your host, Glenn Gaudette.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Amp Up Your Social Media. My name is Glenn Gaudette, and today we're speaking with Justin Gray. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Justin, can you tell our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I am the founder and CEO of a firm called LeadMD. And what we do is, what we like to say is we help marketers build revenue engines. But that's really just a fancy way to say that we help marketers be better at their job.
And Justin, when did you first get involved in social? What was your aha moment?
I think my aha moment was somewhere in 2011. Up until then, everyone was really kind of experimenting with social media and how do you kind of cheat at social media was the idea out there in the marketing stratosphere. And right around that time, 2011, 2012, it really kind of occurred to me on many levels that the only thing really working for social was organic, great content. And so ever since then, we've just been creating a ton of best practices and using social to get it out in front of people that we want to talk to and that want to talk to us.
Now, you're going to be speaking at our event in May called Amplify. And what I'm excited about your session is a challenge that I think a lot of companies are having. They go out and they invest a fair amount of money in a lot of different solutions up and down mm-hmm. the sales process. And for some reason, they don't always talk together. So, you know, from your perspective, what are the challenges that most companies run into when they're thinking about really providing some technology and automation into the funnel?
Yeah, I think the challenge is really that technology is easy to buy, but incredibly difficult to use well. So the number one challenge is education and training. The marketing paradigm has certainly shifted. We're no longer, you know, advertising agency facilitators or designers or event coordinators. We're really, it involves being so many different new aspects, everything from a data scientist to a psychologist. There's all these new skill sets that marketers really have to learn. So we see the learning curve as the number one hurdle that needs to be overcome.
And so when somebody comes to you, full disclosure, you've been using GaggleAmp for, I think a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, more than that. I think you and I first hooked up in around 2011, 2012, somewhere early days.
Yeah, and one of the questions that we get a lot is, okay, so we've already got this Marketo instance managing mm-hmm. our marketing automation, and we've got our Salesforce, which is our CRM. Now we're putting GaggleAmp driving leads up at the top. How do I get everything to talk?
Yeah, I think, you know, this new role of the management of the technology stack is, although a new concept, is one that has a lot of legs, I think, in relation to organizing your funnel and organizing the technology that's going to help you manage that funnel. So marketing automation for us is really the most broad-based solution. Not only does it work great for marketers, it works for customer communication, and it really works to create engagement throughout the buying lifecycle. And then you've got tools like CRM that layer in there. You've got tools like social tools like GaggleAmp. And the best way to really integrate those solutions is to look at what I call the buying cycle, what a lot of marketers call the marketing funnel, and ensure that you've got the right usage of that tool for each section of that funnel. So it doesn't mean that it only plugs into one area. It means that you're going to have to use it in a different manner based on where that buyer is at within their life cycle.
Now, one of the challenges we hear from some people is, you know, we talk to the social folks, and the social folks may mm-hmm. not have either control or direct tie-in to the folks who are managing the marketing automation, and the same thing right. for the folks who are managing the CRM instance. How do you get all these people to talk together and work together and make this all, you know, kind of a consistent flow of information frontwards and back?
Yeah, so I mentioned, you know, education is the number one barrier. I think certainly alignment is number two. Fortunately, some alignment comes naturally with education. So we just have to get all of these relevant parties, and this has to be a top-down initiative. You need to get your C-suite bought into the fact that you're fundamentally going to communicate with prospects and buyers in a different way. And then once you have that buy-in, you have to get all those teams represented in one room and really agree on not only the definition of a lead, but the definition of your buying cycle. Mm-hmm. And then once you have that buy-in, you can talk about the great tools that you have available to manage those engagement points. So I think that, you know, alignment and getting everyone together with universal definitions is job one. And it's something that we have to keep fresh over and over again, year over year, month over month. So it never ends.
Now, I know you're going to get into a lot more detail at the event in May, but can you give us a little sneak peek of what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, I think a big challenge that we see with marketers in general and really just the perception of marketing is that we're supposed to be filling this funnel, right? And we've all seen those traditional funnel diagrams, which we don't really agree with any longer. We're really starting to see that most organizations really have kind of this bell curve or this obese funnel in the middle. And that's because we've been filling it with all these net new names and known individuals for so long. But now we've got, you know, people that are going to buy that reach out and say, I've got a pain, you've got the solution. They're going to move through that funnel quickly. What do we do with everyone else that we've literally siloed in the middle of our funnel? How do we communicate to them? How do we make our messaging engaging? How do we stimulate them to move to that next step when perhaps they haven't had any movement in 6, 12, 18 months in a B2B buying cycle? That's an eternity these days when you can buy software with a credit card over the weekend. So we're really going to be diving in deeply into how to create engaging messaging for each area of that funnel and to talk directly to your buyers in what we call that will address their felt need. So felt need for us is really what gets you off of the fence and what gets you to realize the real benefits in whatever that solution is we're marketing to them. So it's a pretty exciting topic that I love talking about. It's rooted in buyer persona, and it really will dive into how you talk to people differently based on who they are and where they're at within that sales stage.
Well, it's interesting because what I've seen with a lot of people when they get a marketing automation solution, they realize that the marketing automation solution will manage the complexity, if you will. But mm-hmm. but the challenge for them is that initial thought process that goes around it in terms of the personas. What do I want right. to say to these people at what stage, and what triggers are going to will help drive what content they're going to get. And mm-hmm. I'm curious, what's your coaching to some of your clients when they look at that and they just say, wow, there's so much to think of here and there's so much to plan out. How do I even start?
Yeah, so you hit the nail right on the head with the notion that this is an afterthought for many organizations. They get a technology solution implemented and they say, okay, there's not a lot different than it was before, except for the fact that it just calls attention to all these areas where I'm deficient. And frankly, content and really buyer persona establishment and knowing the buyer tend to be those big glaring areas. So in order to get off the starting blocks in an effective manner or fix an organization that perhaps has already gone down the wrong path, immediately we'll start looking at and accumulating buyer data. So the great thing about a lot of the organizations we work with is they've got all this customer data and all of these great customers to talk to, and they just aren't doing it at that point. They're not assembling the data in a way that everyone can parse through and understand. So that's where we immediately dive in. We start interviewing customers. We start looking at the data within their CRM system and their marketing automation system. And we let them know, okay, this is what we found out. This is what your buyer really wants from you. So what do we have today that can answer those questions and fulfill those needs? And then creating a plan for the go forward as well. Like, what do we need to create that is fundamentally a question that our buyer is asking of us? So we'll help them use the content they have today, and then we'll create a plan for the future and developing that great engaging content as well.
Let me take a minute to tell you about a special offer we have for Amp Up Your Social Media listeners. Have you leveraged the power of your employees to share your social media? With Gaggle Amp, you can make it easy to amplify your marketing efforts through your employees and track the effectiveness of your employees' efforts. Gaggle Amp is the employee social media amplification solution used by leading organizations of their field. This includes CA, HubSpot, Marketo, LinkedIn, PepsiCo, The United Way, and many, many more. Get twice the normal free trial period by visiting gaggleamp.com/ampup. That's gaggleamp.com/ampup. Get your extended free trial of Gaggle Amp today. Now, back to our show. So to your point, a lot of these people who have a pain, have self-identified that pain and saw your solution as an option, they're going to move through very quickly. For mm-hmm. those people that don't, what are you using as a persona in that scenario? Are you using the persona of buyers, or is there another level of discovery that you have to go into to really understand, how do I take these people who, you know, maybe we really haven't talked to in the past, we don't have much information on, but we certainly see it as a rich target for us. How do we now pull those people in?
Yeah, so what you're touching on there is a really interesting concept that for us is continually developing, and just recently we've had some really interesting discussions not only inside LeadMD but with other thought leaders. So we have the buyer persona as one aspect. That's, you know, who they fundamentally are, how they build trust, what they need as a person to feel comfortable. Then you've got their stage within the buying cycle. You know, are they just aware of your organization? Have they already built trust in the past? Have they been a past customer? That's our other dimension. And then you've got this third dimension of maturity, which I think is something that not a lot of folks are looking at right now, but I think will be a huge aspect of what we do in marketing here in the next 12, 24 months, is how mature is that organization that is looking to buy from us? Are they ready for the full solution, or do they need to kind of walk before they run? So I think those three elements are really what we use to triangulate the message that we should be giving to that individual. So to get an example, you know, if we've got, you know, a high powered, fast moving individual who's motivated by accomplishment, we're going to start to form some needs around content. Then we're going to determine where are they at within our funnel. Are they just becoming aware of us as an organization? Okay, great. And then third, who are they as an organization? Are they ready to bite off a full retainer? So I'll use us as an example. Are they ready to really bite off the entire enchilada there? Are they ready for a full consulting engagement that's going to last 2 years? Or are they less mature? Are they really kind of looking to see what's wrong with their overall marketing picture and just really get a high-level overview? Based on those three elements, we're going to be able to prescribe good messaging, good content, and an engagement path that's going to lead them to becoming a customer. If we didn't take those into account, we're never going to engage that buyer, because that individual is just completely unplugged from what I consider to be general marketing, like sending emails to that person and so on. It's just never going to work.
So I think a lot of our listeners may already have a marketing automation solution, and then they would come to mm-hmm. an organization like yours to really help them get the most out of it. I'm curious,
right,
within your customers, how many of them came to you before they made the buying purchase of not only marketing automation, but which marketing automation tool?
Yeah, so if you look at our customer base as a whole, which we've worked with just over 2,400 clients at this point, I'd say about 10-15% of those came to us during prior to their procurement cycle. another 10-15% are during the procurement cycle. So they've really already kind of purchased. They know the path they're going down, and during that process they begin to understand that they're going to need some extra help, or someone's going to help them stand this up or run it long term. And then still the vast majority of our customers are folks that have either gone through a very simple implementation, gone through an implementation with another organization, or have just tried it on their own. So we still see our largest bucket as folks that have kind of taken their shot, said, we're not getting the most that we want to out of this platform, and we need some help. And I guess I would just finish that, put a bow around that with a stat that DemandGen report put out, whereas 13% of marketing automation programs are successful. And that's just an abysmal statistic out there. So we know that just giving this a shot and building in the old process that we had previous is not going to work. So, you know, that speaks to how our customer base breaks down as well. It's hey, yeah, we've tried this. It's not working. We need to get in there and do something radically different.
Well, I think that's also expectation setting, right? Particularly with yep. marketing automation vendors is with a solution like a marketing automation tool, it's not just that initial purchase. It's not the purchase of the marketing automation. If you don't have a plan in place to really optimize that and take advantage of it, then, you know, you become part of that statistic where most companies just, they're not successful. So,
yeah, I would liken it to, you know, spending my life savings on a Ferrari. I may be able to acquire the car, but I'm not going to have very much fun owning it because I can't even afford to fill it up with gas. So
right, exactly.
It's not just the purchase. It's everything that comes along with that.
So I think a lot of people run into some sort of budget fatigue, right? Because they went through yep. a process. They budgeted for the marketing automation tool, but they didn't think about all these other factors. I'm curious from your perspective, if you were going to give some advice to somebody who is just now considering this, what are the things that they should keep in mind in terms of not just making a decision, but also budgeting for this? Again, you yep. know, like what percentage would the marketing automation tool be of the overall spend required to make it successful?
Yeah, so the typical equation that we advertise is that you're going to need to spend 2x on, in terms of platform cost, on services, meaning that, you know, the implementation of that software, the ongoing management and maintenance of that software is going to cost you double what the platform itself does. And then when you start wrapping in other elements like content, additional add-on tools, web development and design, you've got all these different buckets that frankly just define what marketing is these days. So my greatest piece of advice would be to talk to other individuals that look like you. You know, if you've got a software company that sells software for $49 to $250 a month, go out and find someone else who has that same business model, has been through a similar implementation cycle, and ask them what their, you know, what their spend is in relation to content and software and all in, and do that several times. I think that what we're seeing is just this huge need for marketers to kind of congregate and share notes. So we do that with a almost on a monthly basis with a group called Topo out of the Bay Area. But there's many different organizations, Serious Decisions, Forrester, you know, all these groups kind of present forums for marketers to get together and share their experiences. And I would definitely invite anyone who's interested in succeeding with marketing automation to talk to your peers, see what's happening out there, and really go into it with eyes wide open.
Well, we have to round out the show. And one of the things I'd like to ask everyone is, if there's one thing that our audience could put into action today, what would that one thing be that would really have impact on their social media marketing?
Yeah, so I'm going to assume that the audience is marketers, and yes. I would say spend a day with sales. Literally, I think it's the most high performance activity you can do as a marketer. If you've got an inside sales team, sit next to them, listen to the calls. If you can call monitor, if they're outside, you know, go out to some customer presentations, see what your customer is or your prospect is saying to your sales team, and see what they're responding with. And I think that amount of insight will be the largest amount of value you can fit into the smallest amount of time.
I think that is an absolutely priceless gem to take away from this.
And one that's so easy. It doesn't cost you anything, right?
Exactly,
maybe,
right.
You know,
exactly
a day
right.
Every time.
It's as a marketer, it's very easy to get into your silo, right? And just do marketing.
Yep.
And in too many situations, you know, marketing and sales have not always been on best of terms.
Right.
So
right.
Sitting
yeah,
down.
Yeah. This could be really help that out as well. Right?
Yeah.
You know, if you show that you're willing to understand their pain and the pains of the prospect, I think that relationship is all the better for
us. And it goes a long way. Justin, how can people get a hold of you if they want to follow up with you?
Yeah. So on Twitter, I am at JGrayMatter. LeadMD is at my LeadMD. And then, of course, right on our website, LeadMD.com. Hop on there, sign up for best practices. We give them away for free.
Great. And Justin, thanks so much for doing the show and really looking forward to seeing your presentation at Amplify in May.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Glenn, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Amp Up Your Social Media.
You've been listening to Amp Up Your Social Media on the FIR Podcast Network, brought to you in association with Lawrence Reagan Communications, serving communicators worldwide for more than 35 years. You'll find more information at www.reagan.com. That's R-A-G-A-N. Amp Up Your Social Media is a podcast about how to get the most out of social media, hosted by Glenn Gaudette of Gaggle Amp. Amp Up Your Social Media is part of the FIR Podcast Network, a series of business podcasts founded by Neville Hobson and Shel Holtz. The anchor podcast is the Hobson and Holtz Report, a weekly show presented since January 2005. For more information about FIR, to see show notes for the podcasts, and to subscribe, visit www.forimmediaterelease.biz. You can also subscribe via iTunes and other podcast directories. We welcome your comments about Amp Up Your Social Media. Join the conversation in the FIR community on Google+. Look for the FIR Podcast Community or email us at FIRcomments@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.